How was the night of all the clothes? I think it was called.
Exhausting. I spent 47 minutes in the tub trying to get out.
Classic.
Right?
That's what it was all about.
Well, I was all alone, too, so I couldn't get any help. I just kept banging on the wall and screaming to my neighbor, but I think he was also wearing all of his clothes in the tub because water was dripping from the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, but 47 minutes, good time, you know, and then I got out, and of course, the fuck act wasn't over, so, like, I had to keep wearing these, you know, like, 37 layers of
wet clothes
while I watched Orange is the New Black.
Cool. I almost died.
Sweet.
But apart from that, I didn't, so...
Good.
Nothing to take from that.
That's okay. Yeah, that's like every day.
Yeah. This one is called...
Yeah, what's day 17?
Day 17
is... You have to open the door, Reese.
Oh, sorry.
You keep forgetting to open the door, but you seem to know what's behind it.
Well, I'm able to see through
doors.
Made-up doors. What can I say? Classic door.
That was good.
Canadian Christmas foods. Canadian Christmas foods.
If you can, you sing each one from now on?
Canadian Christmas foods. According to the...
I think our singing is getting better.
Yeah.
If that's possible at all.
Well, if anyone's got a record company, mm-hmm. Do they call it that? A music label, sorry.
Right.
From the 1970s. If anyone has a music record company and would like to make a record with us, then you've heard what we've got to offer.
Yep. I think we should make another R&B song.
We should. Tonya. We should.
Yep.
We'll do another music video. Although I think maybe we should do a country and western song.
Totally down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway.
So what's behind door number 17?
Canadian Christmas food. So
we've already said it.
According to the Turkey Farmers of Canada, Canadians consume 153.1 million kilograms of turkey each Christmas, and that figures
not
from
20... individual Canadians.
No.
That's
the aggregate amount of turkey consumed by all Canadians in existence.
Okay, that makes much more sense. More sense. Yeah.
3.3 million whole turkeys were purchased, and that's 47% of the whole turkeys sold in 2017 were sold at Christmas, which is amazing. And that's not it. That's just not one. This isn't a very...
This is just like a...
There's more.
Okay, all right.
So you might know this.
The table,
oh my God. I've walked into a trap of my own creation with a French pronunciation.
Oh, good. Please tell us what it is.
Tortilla.
What?
Tortilla. T-O-U-R-T-I-E with a little hat, R-E.
I'm not French either. Let me see. Like, I can pronounce this.
Tortilla. What do you call the E with a little hat? I know the German one is like an umlaut, but...
Is it an accent aigu? Is that what it's called?
Accent aigu.
And, yep.
An accent aigu. That sounds like a Pokemon.
So what is what kind accent of food is
that? Accent aigu. I choose you.
Accent aigu.
Anyway.
What is Accent aigu's power?
He's French-Canadian.
Right. That's a power.
Exactly. It is. So tortilla is a Quebec-based Christmas treat, which is it's French meat pie, which is ground pork seasoning with thyme, sage, garlic, cloves, and tossed inside a flaky crust, then baked to perfection. It's a staple in Quebec, and it's the traditional Réveillon Christmas Eve family celebration where relatives gather to ring into December the 25th. The smell alone... According to this article, the smell alone is enough to get your mouth watering. And it's the kind of entree that makes for a perfect annual tradition. I want some.
I want some too. It sounds delicious. Really good. It sounds really good. Yeah, I've never heard of it before.
I know. It's good. I like that one. And the
what
other
do you
one.
French Canadian foods, you think poutine. That's like pretty much it. But like, what's. All right, next one.
Anyway, sorry, chicken bones.
What?
Chicken.
Oh, yeah, chicken bones. They're candies.
New Brunswick, PA, Nova Scotia. So chicken bones are vegan friendly. and they're bright pink hard candy with chocolate in the center that originated from St. Stephen's, New Brunswick.
I didn't know they originated from St. Stephen's, New Brunswick. That's neat.
And if you bring them apart...
Have you ever had one?
No, I haven't.
They're delicious.
I'm going to have to get one and try one. It's a Papa Holiday confectionery from the East.
what was that?
Sorry, from the East. My throat did something weird, so I'm sorry about that. Anyway, so that's it. That's all I got. Canadian Christmas foods.
So we're going to have to try a, what was the French pronunciation again?
Tortillère.
A tortillère. And
what was the Pokemon I can't remember?
The Accentigou. Accentigia.
Accentigou. I choose you.
Accentigou. And you're going to have to try some chicken bones this Christmas.
I'm going to try some chicken
bones. This Wafakak, sorry. My bad.
This Wafakak Christmas bones.
By the way, how's our suing of evil Wafakak going?
Let's just say they've got much bigger resources than our finance. We've made at least $20 from selling t-shirts, and it doesn't go far when you're in a legal battle. If anything, I've got to agree.
Our lawyer sleeps under the bridge, and we basically, yeah.
Exactly. I don't know if they are. They said they were a lawyer. They had a business card, but it didn't have their name on it.
Just said lawyer on it.
It did. It just said it was a piece of paper that
spelled
said
spelled incorrectly too. Yeah, yeah. Like
There's no U in lawyer, but he seems like a nice person. He seemed to know more about the legal system than I do.
He seemed to know where all the bathrooms were in the court, though, really well. Yeah, and how to get there very quickly.
Everyone knew him. He looks like he's been going there like pretty regularly most of his life.
A couple of people threw him out a few times, but
they did. Yeah. But I thought that's just because he's such a shit hot lawyer that they're intimidated by him.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we're going with. So the battle's going well.
He's on a retainer. That $20 covers us for a year. But he says he needs an assistant, which is going to be an additional $5.
If anyone wants to be our lawyer's assistant.
Louis,
let us know.
Yeah, great. Well, this has been wonderful. Tonight
on
you don't even have to ask me. I know what tonight is.
Okay, what is day 17 bring?
Last night was the night of the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight is the night of the not clothes.
Every night.
Continue as normal.
Except for the night of clothes.
Completely naked.
Completely naked.
Apart from...
slathered in butter.
And you obscure your genital area with chicken bones.
Are we talking real chicken bones or candy chicken bones?
Both.
Whichever
is at hand.
Right, so it's going to get really pointy, pokey and sticky.
And
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So try not to move.
Ravens might try and peck at your bones, if you know what I mean.
I mean, I don't see how that's a euphemism. It sounds very literal. That's just going to...
Okay. Enjoy it.
Thanks for joining us for day 17.
The raccoons are coming. Anyway, wonderful Wafakak. We'll see you tomorrow, which I believe is day 18.
Stay away from the raccoons today.
Don't, folks. Don't let the raccoons gnaw your bone.
Bye.
Bye.
System shut down.